The Adjacency is a podcast about podcasts, comprised of recorded phone conversations between friends. The views expressed on this show do not reflect the views of the shows we recap. We are listeners just like you, and we hope this holds you over until the next episode of whatever we are all currently listening to. We share a lot of laughs on this show, but we also understand the seriousness of the cases being covered, and we truly want justice to be served for the victims and their families.
So, I've listened twice since we tried to pod, and neither one of us could remember the shit that happened.
We made a mockery of the show because we didn't remember anything.
Yeah, because we listened right when it came out, and then we didn't talk on the phone for 5 days. And then we're like, what happened to that pod? Let's go listen again.
Mentioned a crucial character, and I was like, who the fuck is that? Is that from the To Live and Die one?
Yeah, I was like, what about Rosie? And you were like, who?
Is
Rosie like the most important part of that episode, probably?
You think Grandma took snickerdoodles?
No, there's a name for them.
Grandma's cookies.
No, they're cowboy cookies.
Oh, I didn't catch that part.
You should listen when you're listening.
Grandma's cowboy cookies is what they're called?
I think so, but I could be way off.
Yeah.
I just think that he's trying to have everyone know that his grandma thinks that he's doing a hell of a job.
His grandma supports him.
Yeah.
That's every grandma ever.
You could be smoking meth and your grandma would be like, he's such a good kid, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd even make him some cookies.
I came to tell you something, get the bass of drum or something. It's safe to say I'm onto something, something came from nothing. You think this rap is tough shit, I just rhyme like 60-something times with the word something, and we still don't have no topic for discussion. Ain't that something, something hit me in my REM.
I still rock the same Wranglers that I wore in 1999 and have dollars and just refuse to buy new gear.
You said that Courtyard Matthew had off-white.
Yeah, he was wearing a skinny jeans.
You know, it was perfect.
So all we've talked about so far is grandmother's cookies. I mean, because I know within the first 30 seconds... they said Al's real name. So what is going on here?
The craziest part to me so far is that the most likely killer of them all, which is that crazy dude, who sounds like a white dude, Madsen.
But he's in prison now.
He's in prison now, but you would think that would be the likely suspect because he's the one that he actually shot at her 4 years earlier. Like, he shot at her.
Right.
And did time for that episode.
And that was just because those girls were fighting and then the dude got in the middle of it and then they started fighting.
Yeah, and they ran and he actually shot at them and hit the guy, Rudy Gobert, I can't remember his name, Gobert or something. He shot him in the neck, and he did time for it. He did 48 months in prison for it, right? So, here's my thought. Like, if that's true, like, she probably had something to do with that trial. And nothing was said about that. But Payne's like, nah, I don't think it's him. I'm gonna put that to the side for now. That's kind of wild to me. He's the most likely killer because he's already proven that he's killed.
True, and attempted to kill again.
Dude,
he may
yeah.
have knocked her off because she testified against him from shooting that dude in the neck.
That's what I would ask. Is like, what did she testify? Was it a revenge thing?
I mean, how long, I need a timeline here, man, because how long is it between the party at Drunk Vernon's and the shooting.
Yeah, 2013, James Madsen shoots Rudy Gobert, and he shoots at Ashley as she runs away from their little scuffle at their little party. And then he does time for that. Dude goes to jail for 48 months, right? A few years. Uh-huh. 4 years later,
he gets out.
Four years later, he gets out sometime, but Ashley disappears. And then someone said, well, Big Al knows something about it. And Big Al ends up dead. And Payne's just like...
And he chopped his head off, right?
They haven't found his head, dude, or his, like, hands or something else. Like, he chopped him up, dude, and then admitted it, and then took the family hostage. And then Payne's like, nah, I don't think it was him.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna... Payne, man. You need to give it a little more credit than that.
I mean, we can't just push old like if you were to say, well, he was in prison at the time of the of her disappearing. That's one thing, but that's not the case. What would I?
Now, are you honestly going to look yourself in the mirror and say that it's going to be that simple?
No, of course not. But I just think it's funny that the most likely of the killers is not even being talked about yet.
And Madsen's just chilling in prison.
He's in prison for Big Al's murder, so.
And he's already served time for shooting that NBA small forward in the net.
There's multiple suspects here, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Because Drunk Vernon, first of all, he's wasted. I've listened to him before, and that guy's wasted.
You know him?
No, I don't know him. I think I saw him in Vernal once, but I don't know him. God, what do you do that he's like, Payne will ask Drunk Vernon a question about someone, and he'll be like, I don't know. Let's go. He's right here.
Yeah, dude. I think that's
like talking about that girl. You're like, I don't know, ask her. She's sitting right next to me, bro.
Yeah, like Vernon knows everyone. That's what I was going to say, too. Like,
I was going to say, Vernon is definitely like the Yeti of Gallup. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, he knows everyone.
I thought I was going to die when I saw that Yeti. We walked out of the restaurant, and he had people yelling at him from second-floor windows, Yeti! He would throw a fucking peace sign up in the air and walk all ill, and then the person ride the bike by him, what up, Yeti? You're like, oh, my God, dude, are you a fucking movie star around here? The kids hang out all day and all night at the fucking bar, so I know everyone.
Well, he is a likable guy.
Oh, yeah. Especially when he dances like Michael Jackson.
Vernon is the one who hosted the party that she was at on film.
Social guy.
He's a conduit.
He knows what happened.
That he does. He fucking knows, dude.
I would guarantee you that Vernon knows what happened.
You know what's one thing, and we'll talk about Rosie, but you know what's one thing I noticed is when Payne asked Rosie, he was like, what would you say to the people that played that trick on you? You know, she claimed that.
She was like, I'd say it's okay. It's cool.
Yeah, like she, and like.
Yeah, right.
But at first she started going, well, he asked her and she goes, well, you can bring a polygraph test and I'll start taking a polygraph test or something like that. And Vern cuts her off. I was like, oh, Vern doesn't want her saying too much.
Huh. I don't think I noticed that. That's interesting.
I know. I grew up with three Mario Cardenas. These guys, like, everyone in town just deletes their messages off Facebook?
No, and so did the Chinese lady in To Live and Die.
That's right. The mom does the same thing.
Only murderers delete their messages. or someone involved in?
Yeah, they're like, no.
They're like, it's too much space and clutter. They're like, have you seen this guy's fucking house? It's the grossest thing I've ever looked at with my own eyes. And you need less clutter on your phone? Yeah, right. I've done it before on some dumb texts that I've sent. Delete that. That's pretty bad. I don't want to see that every time I pull that fucker up. So you went on Facebook and posted a video of your party and then you went and deleted it. For what? You don't remember? Like, you delete videos for a reason. Like, yeah, I didn't like the way that I looked, or I was trying to not get anybody in trouble.
Or at least the people were harassing me because they thought that I had something to do with it. Like, be honest, you know what I mean? Like,
you got to get something.
It's not to clear Facebook.
It's not like, I don't know. I just don't.
What about Rosie? Like, okay, let's talk about it. You started crying and freaking out. I mean, were you buying all of that?
Nah,
you buy that someone hacked into her?
Nah, fuck no.
Why did Payne rent an RV?
Why wouldn't they just take, like, a ride?
Why don't you just get in the SUV, whatever SUV?
Get in that fucking stupid rental car that...
He was just like, we rented an RV and drove to Mario's house to see if he had the video on his Facebook.
They rented an RV.
What do you think about Payne putting up that reward money?
That's pretty wild, dude. I mean, it's not like grandma's cookies have to pay for that.
Rosie, sent a message to her cousins, right, that says, I had partner in murder. Ashley's cousin says, she said that someone hacked into her account, but that's not true because we talked to her right after that. And, like, why didn't Payne press her on that? Why wasn't he like, did you talk to her after? Like, that's all it said, dude. Like, I need answers to that.
Do you think, are you saying that his investigative work is a bit sloppy?
Or he's just withholding.
People be in other people's pools. People see what other people do and do it too. People look like you. And people look like Mario Van Peebles. People peeping at you through a peephole. Peeping. People on my penis. Probed her at the zenith, so she keep it like a secret.
Stay tuned for the next recap episode of Up and Vanish Season 3, as well as a full season recap of To Live and Die in LA Season 2. Be sure to subscribe to The Adjacency wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Adjacency. I guess by now we know you're talking peep, 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 peep.